This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. Can you open medical data, MR, CT, X-ray, in Python and find tumors with AI? Maybe. By Laszlo Fazekas. A few days ago, I underwent an MRI scan. They slid me into a large tube, and for 15 minutes, the machine around me buzzed, hummed, and clicked. At the end of the examination, I received a CD containing the data. What does a good developer do in such a situation? Of course, as soon as they get home, they start examining the data and thinking about how they might extract it using Python. And the CD contained a bunch of DLLs, an EXE, and a few additional files for a Windows viewer, which are obviously useless on Linux. The crux was in a folder named DICOM. It held a series of extension-less files across 8 folders. ChatGPT helped me figure out that DICOM is a standard format typically used for storing MRI, CT, and X-ray images. Essentially, it's a simple packaging format containing grayscale images along with some metadata. And the following code allows you to easily export the files in PNG format. The code expects 2 parameters. The first is the path to the DICOM.dir file, and the second is a directory where the images will be saved in PNG format. To read the DICOM files, we use the PyDCOM library. The structure is loaded using the PyDCOM DCM read function, from which metadata, such as the patient's name and studies containing the images, can be extracted. The image data can also be read with DCM read. The raw data are accessible through the pixelar ray field, which the save_image function converts to PNG. It's not too complicated, and the result is a few squares, typically 512 by 512, grayscale images, which can be easily utilized later on. And why did I think it was important to write this short story about my adventure using the DICOM format? When a programmer hears about processing medical data, they might think it's something serious, something that only university's Andre Search Institutes can handle. At least, that's what I thought. As you can see, we're talking about simple grayscale images, which are very easy to process and ideal for things like neural network processing. Consider the possibilities this opens up. For something like a simple tumor detector, all you need is a relatively straightforward convolutional network and a sufficient number of samples. In reality, the task isn't much different from recognizing dogs or cats in images. To illustrate how true this is, let me provide an example. After a brief search on Kaggle, I found a notebook where brain tumors are classified based on MRI data, grayscale images. The dataset categorizes the images into 4 groups, 3 types of brain tumors and a 4th category with images of healthy brains. The architecture of the network is as follows. As you can see, the first few layers consist of a convolution in max pooling sandwich, which extracts patterns of tumors, followed by 2 dense layers that perform the classification. This is exactly the same architecture used in TensorFlow's CNN sample code that uses the CIFAR-10 dataset. I remember it well, as it was one of the first neural networks I encountered. The CIFAR-10 dataset contains 60,000 images categorized into 10 classes, including 2 classes for dogs and cats, as I mentioned earlier. The architecture of the network looks like this, and it's clear that we are dealing with the same architecture, just with slightly different parameters. So recognizing brain tumors in MRI images is indeed not much more difficult than identifying cats or dogs in pictures. Furthermore, the mentioned Kaggle notebook is capable of classifying tumors with 99% effectiveness. I just want to point out how simple it can be to extract and process medical data in certain cases, and how problems that seem complex, like detecting brain tumors, can often be quite effectively addressed with simple, traditional solutions. Therefore, I would encourage everyone not to shy away from medical data. As you can see, we are dealing with relatively simple formats and using relatively simple, well-established technologies, convolutional networks, vision transformers, etc. A significant impact can be achieved here. If you join an open-source healthcare project in your spare time just as a hobby and can make even a slight improvement to the neural network used, you could potentially save lives. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.